Good morning, everyone. So I'm Alexandra. This is my partner, Sanaz. And our presentation, our research is exploring experienced pediatric nurses' perceptions of work-related stressors on general medical and surgical units. So we worked in collaboration with our study advisors, Dr. Renick and Stephanie Lepage, both from the Montreal Children's Hospital. So for the outline, we will first talk about the introduction, then the methods, following the results, and at the end, the discussion. So Canada is experiencing a shortage of nurses, and the shortage is due in part to high levels of job dissatisfaction arising primarily from work-related stressors. And work-related stressors has been identified as the major predictor of intent to leave one's workplace. Thus, understanding work-related stressors is crucial if we are to retain our nurses. While all nurses experience work-related stressors, experienced nurses may be at particular risk. So even though they are expected to assume multiple leadership responsibilities, such as being a preceptor, being in charge, often those are added to the workload without even recognizing the significant amount of time and energy that they require. Also, it is important to mention that the loss of these experienced nurses may substantially impact the well-being of a unit. So as per the literature review, the work-related stressors in pediatric settings are divided in three main parts. The first one is the nature of the job. So the nurses, experienced nurses, has been expressing that, sorry, the nurses, has been expressing that it is stressful to take care of acute patients, caring for families of critically ill children, and it is quite challenging to master those intensive skill sets requirements. The second one is working with insufficient resources. So nurses are faced with low nurse-to-patient ratio, high junior-to-senior ratio, increased workload, and working with unrealistic scheduling expectations. And the last one is the negative perceptions of managers. So nurses have been expressing that they don't feel heard by their managers, and their work and effort are often not acknowledged by their managers, or this is their impression. So research in work-related stressors in pediatric settings is only limited to pediatric oncology and pediatric intensive care unit. So to our knowledge, nurses' perceptions of work-related stressors in pediatric general and medical surgical units was not explored yet. Also, the years of experience, which constitutes an experienced nurse, was also undefined in literature review. And the last one, work-related stressors related to nurses' years of experience was also unexplored. So the purpose of our study was to explore experienced nurses' perception of work-related stressors in pediatric medical and surgical units. And the question of our research was, what are the perceived work-related stressors for experienced nurses working on a general medical and surgical pediatric units? So for our methods, we have chosen the qualitative descriptive design, and we use semi-structured interviews. To recruit our study participants, we use convenient sampling, and data saturation was reached after interviewing 12 nurses. Sorry. Okay, so for the inclusion criteria, so while the experience in nursing is recognized as a prerequisite to become an expert nurse, there is no consensus on how many years of experience constitutes an experienced nurse. So for the purpose of our study, the definition of experienced nurse was based on what the nursing management of this organization considered as being experienced. So the inclusion criteria was that nurses had to be practicing in the pediatric medical and or surgical unit for 3 years and more, and had to be a preceptor or being in charge of a unit at least once. For the recruitment and data collection, the nurses managers, the assistant nurses managers from both units, and the nurse educator identified potential participants. Then the nurse educator would contact these nurses, these potential participants, to see to determine if they were interested in learning a bit more about our study. Then Sanaz and myself, we contacted those who expressed their interest. We made an appointment for an interview, and we have their written consent, and the interviews lasted between 30 to 45 minutes. And data was analyzed through thematic content analysis.
Their ages were anywhere from 25 to 55 years old. The median of for age was 27 years old. There were 10 women and 2 men. Years of experience as a nurse, the mean was 8 years. 4 of them were on a surgical unit, and 8 of them were on a medical unit. 8 of them were on a surgical unit, and 4 were on a medical unit. And it's interesting to see that the people who started, the nurses, all of them started in a med-surg unit, and they ended up, they've been there. Now, we found 3 themes in our study, which was difficulties in ensuring excellent patient care, the second theme being not being heard, feeling powerless over effective patient's care, third theme being jack of all trades, struggling with the competing demands of the senior nurse. The first sub-theme, the first theme had 2 sub-themes. The first sub-theme was the kids are getting sicker and sicker. So basically in this, they expressed that kids, some of the kids actually require one-to-one care. And this was hard when they had 3 or other patients on the floor. They also talked about providing safe care with lesser resources, and these resources being less nurses on the floor, less senior nurses, especially at night. So there's a very good quote for this. Nurses felt that they could not provide safe care. Patients weren't getting the things they needed on time. Then the second sub-thing was the necessity of appropriate knowledge and skills. So they talked about, actually we have a great quote for this one as well. A nurse of 5 years to 10 years is still continuously learning on our floor. Protocols and procedures that are so different and complex that it takes a lot of time to master them. I do feel that this is stressful. And then we have the second thing, which was not being, feeling like they are not being heard, feeling powerless over effective patient care. So it's interesting, they said that they have a lot of, they make a lot of decisions regarding patient care, but yet they felt that their opinions are seldom sued by the physicians. There's again a great quote for this. In the 5 years that I've been here, I can count with one hand how many doctors have actually included our opinion and asked us, what do you think should be the next step? Then they talk about working with less quality and quantity of resources. Again, we have a great quote for this. There's less equipment, less personnel, less of things that you need, and more running around and finding things and equipment and resources. I find it more stressful in terms of managing your time. On the positive note, they expressed that they were felt supported by their nursing colleagues, and that was a key element for them. There's, again, another good quote. We are an excellent team. It's probably the reason why I stuck around here, because we have an amazing team that helps each other and supports each other. So the third theme was being jack of all trades, fulfilling multiple competing demands. And these demands included mentoring, precepting, being in charge, and sometimes being in charge and having 3 or 4 other patients, and also having sometimes the most acute patients on the floor. One of the great quotes was, when you're working at night, you're the most senior, and everyone kind of comes to you for answers, and they kind of expect you to know all the answers, and you have to know how to deal with the situation, and sometimes it's very stressful. On top of it, you're in charge, and most of the time, they give you the patients who are sicker. So basically, they were saying that they just did not feel comfortable to be the go-to person. They felt pressured, that they felt the pressure to be an expert, although they had reached to be a senior nurse at a very young stage in their career. So this sometimes led to physical and mental exhaustion. Then they also, on a positive note again, they also said that in time, with experience, they found where the best resources are, who to ask for help, and finally they accepted that learning is continuous. And they also learned that it's important to take care of oneself, not only for oneself, but also to be able to provide best care for their patients. A very good quote for this was, when I was younger, I used to bring work at home and get sick. Now as a senior nurse, I do the best I can go today. Let me close the door. Let me go home. Tomorrow is another day. So our study has certain similarities with other research, which was feeling powerless regarding less resources and multiple responsibilities that they had to have. Role stress, which is basically nurses feeling that they are not able to fulfill the expectations of the role that they're in. But our study was unique in the way that we had two new findings, which was uncomfortable by being called experienced, as I mentioned before, and also feeling having mixed feeling about precepting and mentoring. So it's interesting because our study participants, they said that they really felt honored that they were helping the junior nurses because they were there themselves. So there was an element of empathy, whereas, but at the same time, they felt overwhelmed. And this is new because, for example, in Foglia's study, nurses mentioned the word burden, and yet our nurses never mentioned burden.
So the findings from this, from our study have multiple implications for nurses, managers, educators, and administrators. Since empowerment is crucial in terms of nursing retention, there are specific actions that can be implemented in order to promote empowerment, and one includes providing experienced nurses with continuous education, continuous training. And there is a multi-unit base certificate program done by Jack Kubik, and it was to develop advanced clinical knowledge for experienced nurses in pediatric medical units. And it has demonstrated its effectiveness in increasing knowledge, increasing leadership skills, and career advancement opportunities. So this is something that nurse managers can consider offering their nurses. The second one is to facilitate team building by offering effective communication workshops to the whole multidisciplinary team to counter poor relationships that might be affecting the patient care delivery. And the last one is nurse managers can offer their experienced nurses regular communication of shared expectation of over an experienced nurse's roles and responsibility. So for future research, as per the latest CHI-HI report, the number of nurses approaching the retirement age is quite significant. So since nurses with three years and more will soon become the pillars of our nursing workforce, it will be very important to further investigate these nurses' perception of work-related stressors and how it can be reduced in order to promote a healthy work environment and promote profession retention. Also, to our knowledge, our study was the first to examine nurses' perception of work-related stressors in pediatric medical and surgical units. Thus, further large-scale studies that build on our qualitative findings are warranted. So we would like to take this opportunity to, first of all, thank our study participants for their time and sharing their experience, but also the nursing management during the recruitment, for the patience and the support of our clinical advisors, Stephanie Lepage and Dr. Rennick, and our course advisor, Dr. Purden and Dr. Arnett, for sharing your experience and knowledge. Thank you very much. Any questions? So the question was if the feeling of being not experience was also was the same for all the study participants. So this is one of the study limitations. So we had one participant with 13 years of experience and 35 years of experience. And from what we remember, they didn't mention that feeling of not being experienced. However, the questions that were asked them was very general, and we really tried not to ask questions that maybe just target senior nurses. Yeah.
It's exactly that, because we, that's why we took the median, because if it, we had like one that was really off, which was the 30.
Oui. Just a clarification, yeah, because I didn't understand it very well regarding the continuous learning. I thought you mentioned in your second team, one of the sub-teams was continuous learning, and then in your third team, which I like, jack of all trades, was accepted learning is, the nurses accepted that learning is continuous. Is there an overlap? What is the relationship there between those two more or less similar sub-teams?
Yeah, so the question was that you saw basically continuous learning in the first theme, but also in the third theme, jack of all trades, because actually they do overlap a lot. And so they are one of the, being jack of all trades does include all everything, which one of them was continuous learning, which was because they were in a unit that was 12 services, the ones who were on a surgical unit especially. They felt that that was, they were jack of all trades because they had to, you know, take care of the 12 different services and take care of the medical team who, you know, and coordinate things. So, but they learned that this was, you know, sometimes there was new things coming up. So they were, part of it was that learning was continuous. But it kind of connects us. So it was hard to kind of separate it.
So that's the beauty of that.
Yes, yes. Everything was linked. We did have a concept map. It's just, it was so...
We did have a concept map, but we thought that it didn't add anything to the presentation, and I tried on other non-nurses persons, and they felt it was just overwhelming, and they were really confused, so we didn't add it. Yeah.
Did you see differences between medical and nurses from the two units, the medical and the surgical?
Yes, so the question was there any differences between the medical and the surgical participants? Yes, there is. There was. The surgical participants were the only ones who really, really focused on the continuous learning, how hard it was to know all 12 services and to be always on the top of their care. Medical, it was they did mention, but it wasn't a focus. I felt that when I was interviewing them, it was almost like a third of the interview. So I think it's because of the 12 services. It was so intense for them.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.